Amanda Turner produced Listoon Varner in terrific order yesterday. Great ride by Peter Wells, and the filly got the job done well in the second race, and Amanda's on the line. Amanda, good morning, and she's putting together a very good record now, Listoon Varner. I think that's 5 wins from 8 starts.
Good morning to both of you. Yeah, no, it's fantastic. We've been just trying to step up very, very slowly and just hope that every time we step up, she's ready for it. And she's really moulding into a really nice filly. She's completely different at the races now. She's just so chilled, which is, you know, she's come a long way.
Mm. And from what I understand, she prefers the wet as opposed to the firm track she's getting at the moment, Amanda.
Oh, she does. I mean, we were all doing a rain dance this week, hoping that we get some rain, but of course it never happened. And I mean, we've got through it, which is good, but she just doesn't pull up as well as she would do on a heavy track, you know?
Mm. So in saying that, Amanda, have you seen the filly this morning, and did yesterday's run take much out of her?
Yeah, she's the first horse I looked at this morning, but, as you can imagine.
Funny about that.
She licked the bin out, and she took all her pyjamas off this morning because it was quite a cold morning, and stripped her off and had a really good look at her. She's definitely a bit light, which you can imagine, because she puts, you know, so much effort into her races, but she's pulled up very, very well. She had a really good hour and a half out of her box this morning, just walking in the roll and walking around the roads and all that sort of stuff, and went straight back to a breakfast afterwards. She's a very good doer.
Mm. Amanda, it's a bit like which child you check first when you're going to bed at night, isn't it? First among equals, right?
Yes, and last night I thought, oh, it's a bit cool, so I went out again quite late last night, and of course I left, you know, the other lights on, and so I wouldn't disturb her, and she's still up, which was good, so I just put another top sheet and a neck piece over top of her and that. So, yeah, no, she's happy.
Yeah, just tucked her in for the
extra
night.
Extra apple, too. Yeah, there exactly. You go. Look, I bought an apple out for you. There you go. That's how it goes.
She's obsessed with carrots.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, she don't imagine to get sport. Hey, Amanda, so where to next now with her?
Still let the dust settle and just make sure that she's pulled up all right. Would like to take it to Brisbane. And I'm going to sort of speak to Peter about that today at the race or even after the races. And I've got sort of 3 dates and that sort of thing in mind. But just got to make sure that it's right, that she has a bit of a short break between the races and, you know, the 3 weeks if we can, because she always seems to go better 3 weeks or 4 weeks between runs. I think I can do it sooner, but I think I won't get the best out of her if I race it too soon, too often, you know?
Mm. Understand. Yeah.
Just before we get to your runners at Nowra today, Amanda, I just wanted to ask you about how important it is. You mentioned Peter there, Peter Wells, the jockey who, of course, was on board Listoon Varner yesterday, and also on board 10 days ago when she hit her head in the stalls his quick work and quick thinking saved her from running that day. How important is it that they have that great relationship?
It's absolutely vital. And, you know, I couldn't thank him enough after the race because, you know, there was no damage done, thank goodness. Had she raced, anything could have happened because he felt her in the gates. He just didn't feel right, and he knows her.
Yes.
And he was just yelling out to them just to back her out. And as soon as she was backed out, she had quite a lot of blood coming out of the offside nostril. And thank God nothing happened, and Kelly, the clerk of the course, brought her back in one piece because she was really, really well. She was just ready to go that day. And even getting her home afterwards, she was really well just getting her home. But, I mean, that's the benefit of having Peter riding them all. He knows them so well, and he's not just a good rider. He's a very good horseman.
Right.
And he saved the day.
All right, let's get to Nowra. You've got a couple of runners there. I think there's Slick Speed's been scratched
from the cup.
Paranto in the first.
He's still, I just can't get the weight off him. He's virtually going, he's just, you know, it doesn't matter what I do with him, I just can't get the weight off him. So hopefully today we'll just, you know, the trip on the float and all that sort of thing will help him. I mean, he's very, very well. It's just he looks so big all the time. As I said, I just can't get the weight off him at home. So, I mean, I'm just hoping that he does everything right today and runs well. It's a bit too short, but we've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and talking of big, Magic Dust, is that the really big horse you were telling me about once, Amanda? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the one that barely fits in the barriers.
That's right, yeah. How big is he or she?
She's racing. I've got it down to 620. That's 620. Her racing weight, and she's 620 today, which 620. Is great. 620.
Colossus, yeah.
Yes.
It looks hard to beat, though. She was good first up over this course and trip, Amanda.
Yeah, she's very, very well. It's just whether she backs up. And I know it's not that short a time between races, but I'm hoping it's that she's okay because I can't fault her and her blood's good and she's been doing well, but she's such a big mare. You just have to be so careful and monitor her diet the whole time. Otherwise, she'd just eat the feed room out, you know?
Yeah.
She's a good mare, absolutely. Though. Hey, Amanda, fantastic work. Congratulations on the win yesterday with Listoon Varner. As Ray said, building an impressive record, 5th win from just the 8th start. Good luck today. Hope everything goes well. And thanks again for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Amanda.
There she is, Amanda Turner, trains in conjunction with Mauro Poletti and doing a great job too.